At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Monica, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
So you're spot on. We're all better than all of them. But the main thing you got to remember, It matters not who runs the country, but who runs your home.
That's what I said.
Right? And as long
Amen,
as
sister.
You are raising your kids to be decent human beings in this world,
thank you.
They're not going to be jerks. And that's all we can ask for.
But that's a problem, Monica, and that's the point I'm trying to make, is that people are so concerned about influencing their friends. You got these 40-year-olds that think that they're Facebook influencers. You're not. You're not, Deborah. You're not. You're a nail tech in a Walmart.
And here's the problem, is that we feel the need to want to know we have influenced some sort of change. Mm. But if you consider the artists like Da Vinci or creators or, you know, whatever have you, they didn't do that art to influence others. They did it because it needed to happen. They did it because it influenced themselves. And it just so happened to strike up an entire evolution of change.
Hell yeah.
You gotta sow the seed with the need to sow the seed, not with the need to make a change.
I thought you were about to say the need for speed. Look, Monica, I think if everybody just took a step back, like, honestly, obviously there's a little humor in my point, right? I'm trying to entertain as I'm trying to get my point across. But if people really would take a step back, look in the mirror, read your post, and really think about it, most people would be like, oh my God, I'm an asshole. Because it's ridiculous. I can't believe some of the stuff I read. I just can't believe it. It's amazing.
Well, here's the problem, too, is that they don't consider themselves to be the a-hole because they feel like they are saying something right. Mm. And what everybody else is saying is wrong. And so they are somehow influencing other people to think in the correct way.
It's crazy.
But the best part about America is that you say your random nonsense. I'm going to say my random nonsense. And as long as we can go, we're American, and we can agree to disagree. That's the best part about it.
I'm voting for Monica that's for president.
Amen. Monica, are you running for office? Let's do this.
Yeah, no. I'm not trying to take on that kind of responsibility.
Well, I'm glad that you have you have pretty much a level head, you know, and we don't get to talk to many people that actually think before they talk.
You're spot on. You are spot on with it. And I feel as though, like, I grew up in a very liberal household, but I also shot guns. And my dad, he threw away all my participation ribbons. So it was a very structured but liberal household. And, you know, gay rights and all of these amazing things that this world must evolve into. You got to sit there and say it's okay because it's different. It's not bad. And immediately we assume because it is different, it is bad. So here's the weird thing. I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
Thomas Paine wrote a book called Common Sense back in 1776. And he said a long habit of thinking a thing wrong gives a superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of their customs. But that tumult soon subsides because time makes more converts than reason.
Damn. Bars.
You got to just take it in and understand that it's going to change. All of those big-bellied liberals, like the Republicans and those that are saying, no, we can't do this, and women should not have any rights to their own bodies, and so on and so forth. They're all going to die out, and this is all going to change, and the evolution of people will keep going. But we have to make sure that evolution doesn't become a bunch of keywords, if you know what I mean.
Pussies!
Let's not get too soft. Let's not get too tree-hugging.
If you get too soft, we'll call in Dick Pound.
Except, there you go. And I'm just going to grab them all by the...
Oh, boy! Monica, you are awesome. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Monica for president, everybody.
Wow. Impressive.
Damn, son of a bitch. There you go, folks. Monica Bell, 2020.
You're going to be on the ballot?
Why not? I'm going to be her vice president. Why, you want to be in there somewhere?
Yeah.
How's your speaker?
You want to be the secretary of hummus?
Yeah.
How about you, Ryan? You want to, ooh, we'll have Ryan over all the energy since he knows so much about oil. Like free oil for life.
There you go.
I'm down with that.
Can you imagine him going to Saudi Arabia? Guys, I want to talk to you about free oil for life. Oh, my God, they're cutting his head off.